rear window, that trombone shot, though.
It's Flicks in That with Steve Newell.
Steve Newell.
G'day.
How are you?
I've kind of stopped the weird jangly nerves that have been echoing since about 3/4 of the way through the Oscars on Monday.
What a strange turn of events, and what a strange thing to do in front of a global audience.
The world just keeps getting nuttier and nuttier.
Any surprises apart from that at the Oscars? Anything?
I think we started to see Coda creeping up on its big wins. That was sort of happening in the week or two before the Oscars happened. So pretty, not that surprising really. Like when it came to the tipsters, like we run it at Flex, we run a couple of Oscar sweepstakes comps, and it's the highest scores I've ever seen, both from the public and people in the industry. So I think it kind of tells you everything you need to know there. What was unpredictable was kind of how shit the Oscars was, though.
Is it just the writing, the writing that's going on for the hosts?
You know, that didn't help. I think the two things that really bugged me across the day were, you know, look, first of all, I know the Oscars isn't for everyone, and it is a pretty, it can be a bit dull as dishwater to some people to see editors get up and do speeches and that, but it's kind of what it's about, really. And in a year where they're going to bump a whole bunch of awards to the pre-show and just, you know, drop little edited packages into the show, there's still no reason for it to run as incredibly long as it did and just fill that space they've freed up with shitty gags. I don't know about you, John, but I think I've kind of seen enough of hosts of awards being horny women as if that itself is a joke. Just gets, I don't know, everyone can do a bit better than that. Lift the game. Get the gags. And as for the fan-voted awards idea, that just kind of was a throwback to the MTV Movie Awards, but worse. Pretty unimpressed. Having said that, if the Oscars would like to invite me along, I do love the show quite a lot, and if an invitation was forthcoming, I'd be very glad to accept next year.
Okay, I'll note that down and let them know.
Yeah, if you could fax them or something, that'd be great.
We'll do. Now, what else, Steve? What else has been happening?
Well, now we can stop kind of looking in the rear view and concentrate on new things, which is quite nice. A couple of new things this week. New but old, I guess. For the first two seasons of Atlanta, it kind of cemented its place as one of the best shows on TV, but we haven't seen that since 2018. Long time between drinks for Donald Glover's TV show, but that came back. There's two episodes available to watch on Neon now.
Yes!
And, yeah.
I loved Atlanta. I loved it so much. Big fan.
Yeah, and I think for fans of the show, one of the things that made it work so well was they just kind of followed their bliss wherever it took them, right? You never really knew what to expect from an episode. And as much as it was great to see the story of Earn, played by Donald Glover, and Paperboy, and them kind of navigating the hip-hop world or just getting blazed. But the show's really comfortable to just not even focus on them for an episode and do something completely different. Yeah. And what's good about having two episodes ready to watch is the first episode of season three is very much not an episode about Earn and Paperboy. And so, you know, I can understand watching that and going, where's Atlanta? Well, luckily, episode two is waiting for you. The first ep is the story of a young boy who gets a bit overly excited in class when he's told that the class has been taken to see the Black Panther sequel, gets in trouble at school, gets three slaps from his folks in front of the teacher, and before he knows it, he's been placed in foster care. Oh. And this the story that kind of follows is a really interesting mix of, wow, this is some incredibly bleak drama with black children and slavery to two white women, putting them to work at home, but it's also kind of funny, and it's a really uneasy mix of comedy and drama that really kind of nails a lot of the stuff Atlanta's about. Episode two, much more in keeping with the stuff that kind of powers the show along, though, which sees all of the familiar gang in Amsterdam for a paperboy show.
Oh, wow.
And what those folks do when they encounter Schwarte Piet, which is a beloved blackface character celebrating throughout Amsterdam and Belgium and such. Those dudes don't take super well to seeing blackface all around them, as none of us probably should. Really strong episode. Two great hours of telly to check out there.
Oh, cool. Great news. Great news.
Sorry, not ours. They're not now. Two great episodes. Just over 1 hour of great telly to check out there.
Cool.
And new episodes will keep dropping weekly from here. There's a fourth season of Atlanta on the way as well, which will be its last one, and that's also coming out this year. So that time off they're definitely making up for.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I've checked out, which starts on Disney Plus tonight, is the new Marvel series Moon Knight. Every time a new Marvel thing comes along, I kind of go, oh, maybe I won't do this one. But this one looked pretty ridiculous from the trailer. It's got great star power, starring Oscar Isaac and Ethan Hawke, so it's probably a good reason to check it out anyway. But Oscar Isaac is doing an English accent that I still can't tell after watching several episodes is a comedy English accent or a really good one. But nevertheless, it makes the show probably more interesting than it has any right to be. He's works in a museum gift shop, is really into Egyptian history and mythology, and starts to find out he's got maybe like a few extra personalities rattling around that might have something to do with Egyptian gods and in the present day. Some of it's very kind of comic book silly, but other parts of it are just like great actor silly, and hearing him just finish a sentence with "in it" is a kind of joke in itself that I didn't get tired of and will continue to enjoy.
Excellent. It's starring Oscar Isaac. Obviously, he was in June.
Starring Oscar Isaac, and so he's, you know, he's hottest guy in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. He even was fantastic playing a meatball on Saturday Night Live a few weeks ago. So man can do anything. He also played a very horny janitor who'd written fanfic about Dua Lipa really well on an episode of Saturday Night Live. So a true jack of all acting trades. Ethan Hawke's also great in the show. He's absolutely not hamming it up, but giving it kind of like a really grim and committed 100%, often opposite a really absurd Oscar Isaac. So I think even if you're a bit ho-hum on the Marvel stuff, it's worth watching for these performances, and there's some kind of cool trippy visuals. It's definitely one to enjoy on the couch, I reckon.
Nice one. We've had a text through. Someone's wondering if you've seen Halo. Lol.
I haven't checked out Halo yet. No, but that roared into life last week. It's been years of first trying to get a Halo movie off the ground, and then a live action show, but it's finally arrived, and Steve Hill hasn't been bothered to watch it yet.
Mm-hmm. Sure, there's still time. There's still time for that one, Steve.
You know, I tell you what, you're all watching Moon Knight tonight. I'm going to bloody watch Halo is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, nice. All right, Steve, anything else?
That's me, I reckon. Just nice that we don't have to talk about the Oscars again after today. Hopefully, maybe. We'll find out. But as I said, please ask the Academy if I can go.
Okay, we'll do. All right, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Bye.
I appreciate the direct connection.
Yeah, for sure. No problem.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.